Welcome everybody to Cup with Gup on this Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. Feels kind of weird. Like my schedule's off because the Ryder Cup is Friday with the golf, so I feel like I need to have everything done tonight, but it's even worse this week because most of the work's going to come after at latest 8 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. Hopefully they release the pairings a little early in the opening ceremonies. Obviously, we got college football, NFL going on, so we'll have things to keep us busy. But the earlier we have those pairings, the better to kind of finalize things for our DFS needs this week. Use the code CUP, get 15% off any package, which includes a 7-day free trial. Nice week to come check us out. Did a preview tutorial on the Ryder Cup tool that I built. Built it in 2019 for President's Cup, just updated it to fit this year's Ryder Cup format. Yesterday on Cup with Gup, if you want to go check that out, I think it's highly worth it. Even if you're doing three lineups, I think to play around, I'll get more into it in a minute, to play around with combinations of results and then looking at, you know, however you think it plays out, you know, what is the points? Because at the end of the day, yes, you got to get the most points within the $50,000 limit. And what options give you that? What kind of results give you that? You know, many different scenarios, obviously, and it's going to be a little hard because we're at, you know, the best case, we're only, well, we are going to have, you know, the first four matches Thursday night, but that still leaves, you know, what, 4, 8, 12, you know, 24 matches, including the singles on Sunday. Of which the singles don't matter because that's obviously everybody's going to play one. We just don't know who's playing who. So to project winner versus loser is a, you know, kind of a crapshoot. But, you know, three more four team matches that we can guess where we think we are, but you're still, you know, kind of a crapshoot there. But I do think with the tool and then some things I'm going to go through this pod, as well as I'll have an article up later today for the premium members. Going through some strategy and some thoughts and the way they, a couple ways I think things could play out and how we could attack those potential scenarios. We'll be out for that. And then tomorrow, kind of a, once we get the pairings, I'll probably do a, what we would call Gup's final thoughts. And I may go live if we have enough interest tomorrow night after the pairings come out to talk, get your questions. But worst case, I'll do the Gup's final thought and betting stuff that I'm waiting on to see the pairings tomorrow evening. So I'd make sure to kind of plan around, get the, make the wife happy before kids, get the kids rolling and all that, and plan on a little bit later night because they tee off at 7 a.m. Eastern. So pretty much need to lock everything in that night. I'll have the listener league for the Ryder Cup and NFL in the audio pod today. If you want to get in there, that would be great. There's only 200 spots for the Ryder Cup, made it small, but wanted to give some guys things. Not filling up real quick, so help me out there. Let's get that full. I know a lot of people like to wait till they're actually building lineups, stuff like that. And this week, you're really waiting till Thursday. I don't think I'll worry about it filling up. NFL is already almost a third full, so you might want to hop in there as well. Rate and review us on iTunes. Goes a long way. Any of these giveaways I do, you know, especially the big ones, so the Masters, NFL Week, when we get to the playoffs and college football and all that kind of stuff, I the two biggest things I look at are people that have rate and reviewed us, give us some nice words, and then subscribe, like to subscribe to us on YouTube and like the videos, plus being in the comment section, helping us out there. I will be doing giveaways tomorrow, not only for comment people over the last couple of weeks, but I'll also announce the winners of the big giveaways from the new sign up / upgrade deal we did from August 1st through the first Monday Night Football. On this one, tell me in your comments your favorite play, and I'm looking at captain pricing. Now let's look at base pricing. Your favorite play under $8,000. So there is, when you look at base pricing, there's 15 guys you can look at there. Tell me your favorite play under 8K in the comment section. That'll get you in to tomorrow's drawings and more as we go down the week. Right now on Underdog, use the code GUP, get $10 free when you deposit $10. They got the NBA and NHL best balls rolling. They have daily NFL as well. Tomorrow night is a Thursday night rumble on Underdog. $50K in prizes. It's only $10 to enter. So if you deposit your $10, you get a free $10. That gives you two entries into that right there. Pretty good flat payout structures for that if you want to take advantage of that. Monkey Knife Fight, both of these will be in the description, or you can go to gupscorner.com/affiliates, click the link, use a code GUPS, G-U-P-S, get a free $100 match, 100% match up to $100. So you don't put 20 in, you get 20, 50, 50, 100, 100. Been on a little bit of a roll there, doing well, making some money. Tomorrow on Cup with Gup, I will, or probably coin flip, one or the other, I'll give my Thursday night picks, Thursday night football picks for Monkey Knife Fight. Then Thursday and Friday, we'll look at college football props that I like for Friday and Saturday's game that is new to their market. I think we can capitalize on that using Bobby's information, the GC Warrior Room information, then my personal thoughts as well. And then this Saturday, UFC prize pool knockout contest. If you enter a contest, $5 or more, pick three fighters that get a KO or TKO, you get entered into the grand prize of $2,500. So two people pick them right, you know, that's $1,250 each. You know, if there's 10 people, it's still $250 free just for having three guys in that contest. Any contest, $5 or up, they get a KO or TKO. So that's pretty cool. Probably take advantage of that, reading some of Tommy's information as well. And as I mentioned, I'll do all the giveaways tomorrow, so pay attention to those podcasts as they drop. All right, PGA. Normally this would be kind of final thoughts day, but it's more of deep dive day. It just stuff that's happened overnight. This morning, practice teams, Euro was Rom Garcia and then Lowry Hatton, Casey Westwood, Rory Poulter. Those four were together. Obviously, the first four I mentioned were together. Weisberger, Hovland, Fleetwood, Fitz were a foursome. Looked like Weisberger and Hovland were going to play together in Fleetwood and Fitz. USA, Xander, Cantley, Speed, JT, no change there. D-Cham, English, Morikawa, DJ, Morikawa, DJ, no change. Berger, Scheffler, Brooks, Finau. So really the change on the USA side was D-Cham and English switching, going together, and it looks like Berger and Scheffler going together. No definitive that that's the twosomes there, but the consistency, at least in the same foursomes, from Tuesday pressers, all that for the USA has been Xander Cantley's always been together with Spieth and JT. Morikawa and DJ have always been together. And then Brooks and Finau have always been together. Doesn't mean we're locked into anything. You know, because that final pairing today, you could have Brooks and Berger, right? Both FSU guys and maybe Scheffler, Finau. So we're still, you know, watching that stuff. Euro, it's kind of interesting. You know, I think, and we have, I'll get to my notes here just in a second. It is alternate shot Friday morning. I said that, but I heard of some other pods, even Kenny Kim, and I reached out to him. I was like, do you have any other source? Because, like, I just went by the website. I thought, because USA has a choice, they can pick, and I thought they'd probably pick best ball because that's what they do better historically. But they did confirm it is alternate shot Friday morning, and that's how I've been planning this whole week. I think it was an assumption by most, and I agree that they would do best ball early, but they are not. So it will be alternate shot, which makes it even more, I think it helps us some because we get to see, you know, like if a Bryson goes out Friday morning for alternate shot, he skyrockets up in value because most think he probably sits that one and plays best ball. Not many people probably want to do alternate shot with Bryson. That's anecdotal, but you know, that is important. I also think you could see, like Rory and Poulter play together, because of the alternate shot that morning, or, you know, those pairings could be a little different because Rory and Poulter are together today and maybe they're practicing their alternate shot stuff. Casey and Westwood are together, Rahm and Garcia. So maybe today is let's practice alternate shot type stuff. And here's what we think. no guarantee, no nothing. I mean, I'll be watching every press conference, Golf Channel's on basically all day, trying to pick up on any tidbits. But I don't think none of us will know for sure until we get to Friday morning. But it is, you know, we'll get tomorrow. They'll have one more round of practice. Don't know if they're going to do full rounds tomorrow or rest a little bit with the big weekend coming up. We'll find out more on that. Other notes for me, one thing to mention, I don't know if anybody's really mentioned this, you do not have to have someone from each team. You can play six USAs in one lineup and six Euros in a lineup if you want. Unlike Captain Showdown, if you play Captain Showdown in football, like, you know, Monday Night Football or whatever, you couldn't have picked all Packers. You have to have at least one Lion. So our Green Machine lineup optimizer, we've put that code in so that it'll allow for you to have six from the same quote unquote team. Whereas, you know, on our Monday Night Football, it forces when you're doing the optimization that you have to have a Lion. Like our Monday Night, you would have had to have at least one Lion or one Packer, depending on how you're building. You do not hear. I hadn't heard that much. Maybe I was just thinking Captain Showdown traditionally, any kind of format we played before. I know this is called Cup, but we do have a captain, so I consider it Captain Showdown. That I would have had to fit at least one Euro. And I think that can change things, especially, you know, potentially single entry stuff. I think it's hard to think that the optimal lineup would be no one from one side or the other, because you got to figure someone will probably do well enough to get into that optimal. But I don't think it's out of the realm if there's like a boat race from either side. You know, so that's something to consider, because I think some people may have thought, well, I at least got to get one Euro in, or vice versa. I got to get one USA in. You don't. You can have six of each. Like I mentioned, Friday pairings will be released. Friday AM only pairings will be released Thursday night between 5 and 8. Most of the updating from my end will come after that is confirmed. And it kind of let us, you know, do projections on what we think will happen the rest of the tournament. Where does that change? Also allows for some potential betting. You know, if Bryson's in if he's in the alternate shot, I think he more valuable in the betting market. You know, if a Hovland sits, you know, like today's pairings, he's with Wiesberger, which kind of shocked me a little bit. But if they sit him, maybe you're only looking at the rookie bet, which I already said was one of my favorite bets, because he may not get but three matches. You know, those are all the things we have to take into consideration and plan for over the next 24 hours. Well, 36 hours as we get those pairings. Key things I'm looking for, who will be the 14 Friday morning for USA? I think will be a big – I feel fairly good it's going to be Cantley, Shoffley, JT Spieth, DJ Morikawa. And then who's the fourth? Is it, you know, I think it's between Brooks, Finau. That's who I think it's going to be. Maybe, and like I said, maybe they go Bryson English, Bryson Scheffler, Brooks Berger. You know, those are the, you know, obviously all the combinations. I don't see them putting English out there that early. You know, maybe Brooks and Berger feel like they can, you know, go ham and egg it good. Brooks and Finau seem like they've been together in every scenario. So that's what I'm – right now I have Brooks Finau into my tool as a projected, but we'll see. That's one key thing I'm looking for. Obviously, the Euro pairings in general, I think there's a lot more unknown, and I feel like they could mix it up more than what USA kind of plans to do. I think USA could make changes to based on – performance, no doubt, but I think the Euro pairings, there's a lot of combinations here that could even start out, you know, Friday morning. You know, Rory Poulter, Rory Hovland, Garcia Rahm, Garcia Westwood, they've been together before. Rahm Hatton, Lowry Hatton, you know, Lowry and Hatton went out today together, I think, was that right? Lowry Hatton's with Rahm and Garcia. So there's a lot more combos there, at least, and maybe it's just us all, you know, playing disguises and stuff, but in general, that'll be a key, I think, for builds. And then I also, in that same deal, how the pairings fall Friday morning as it relates to who they're playing against, because they don't do it like President's Cup where USA goes first, then Euro puts a team up, then Euro puts a team up and USA matches it. they're literally going to put, here's my team 1, 2, 3, 4, and Euro's going to submit their 1, 2, 3, 4, not knowing who they're being paired up against for sure. They can make assumptions, but they have no idea. And the main reason for that is you could have some potential leverage as it relates to chalk. For instance, let's just say they go Rory Poulter because they played the foursome together back in 2018 out the gate, and the random pairing puts them against Cantley and X or JT and Spieth. Well, whoever it's against, Poulter at 9,600 could become a play in captain because he's so cheap. He's with Rory. It may be more advantageous if he is paired up against what we would think would be chalk, which I would think would be one of those top three pairings, Cantley, Xander, JT Spieth, maybe DJ Morikawa. I think DJ Morikawa would sit at least one session where the other two have a potential to play all four before the singles. So that could be a leverage spot, you know, based on how those fall. You know, if it's Brooks Finau and it's Rory Poulter, while that still looks good because it could be a good win for them, a chance to win, you know, then it, you know, the chalky potential of JT Spieth or whatever could still win, you know, their match, and it's not as lucrative, but you know, that's something to keep. I think those, how those match up that first time, at least that's known information. So we can take that into our potential builds and our thinking, Friday, or, you know, once we see that the pairings of who's playing who, I think that does matter just a little bit. I don't think you have to play. I've heard some people even reading in Slack and stuff. I don't think you have to play. I mentioned this yesterday a little bit. You don't have to play the cheaper mega team guy at captain. I think most will. It seems the most obvious. But naturally, if you go JT at cap, say you're going to do that and you want to go, most people, the most obvious is Spieth and JT, I believe. Most people are going to save the $900 and go Spieth at captain. So if you go JT at captain, automatically it's going to make your builds different than a lot of people because you don't have as much money. Things get, you know, they just naturally are different. And then the other deal is if you think, you know, JT had, because they're going to score the exact same up until Sunday. So if your thinking is, you know, I feel like JT's a lot better in the singles, even if they go 3-1 matches, I like his chances better. It may be worth paying up the $900 to have that leverage. Plus you're just being different than everybody else. Similar with Cantley, Shoffley, I'm not as strong that they're going to get, you know, guaranteed five, probably get four, feel good about them getting four. They're only $600 difference. So when you're looking at the captain price, so it's not, you know, earth shattering to go Cantley and some captain prices. I also don't hate the idea. I mean, what if you're building, you know, a little, I'm going to have a bunch of subsets in my MME builds based on different scenarios, but you could have a very similar subset and have some Cantley, some Shoffley for sure. So that maybe they do dominate. And if they get to Sunday and they both have done well, obviously played every match together, now it may not matter who wins. You may have some good outs that way. Now that's more if you're doing MME, because you're going to have a lot of builds, but that's definitely a way you could get different this week. I just think it's not a lock. You have to go the cheaper route. And don't think your team stacks have to be a captain. If you like a couple teams, but unsure on how some of the other guys you like are going to turn out for sure, you could still, like, let's use Hovland, for instance, or even Rom. We don't know who all Rom partners are going to be. We can assume, but he may have multiple partners this week just based on the format. He may play, you know, alternate shot with Garcia and best ball with Hatton, you know, and he may play all four, but those two are going to be paired up with him differently. You know, I wouldn't be afraid if you do Rom captain, which, you know, is expensive, you know, to wheel off of that captain pick with the two potential you think he may be paired up with. Probably very unlikely that you see anybody play with three different people. Certainly have some guys that may play with two different people. So I think you can do a wheel there and captain those guys, especially like a cheaper guy. So say you like Hovland this week, but pairings come out Friday morning, we're like, I have no idea. Maybe he's not even in there, so that downgrades him some. But let's say he does make the first day. That makes him pretty valuable, but we have no clue how his rotation is going to go. I wouldn't feel like I have to lock in Hovland and whoever. Let's say he's with Rory, just for instance. You know, I don't think you have to have Rory in every lineup with Hovland at that point, because I think they could rotate. I think Rory may go out with Poulter that first day because alternate shot. But again, that's some of the things we got to plan for, be prepared for when the pairings come out, but you know, work through it. Some 2018 notes. I just thought, cause I feel like, and I've only listened to a few things and read Twitter and read articles and stuff. And our Slack, I feel like a lot of people play all five or four. And you know, just like 2018, now again, different captains, a lot of the same players, but some different. You know, in 2018, only two USA guys played five matches, JT and Spieth. Only three Euros played all five, Rory and then Mollywood, you know, Molinari and Fleetwood. And I don't think had Molinari and Fleetwood not been absolute fire, I would assume, which could be dumb, that their initial, they wouldn't have played all five had they not been fire, which could happen this year with another team. So that's something to keep in mind. Four USA guys played four matches, three Euros played four matches, five USA guys played three matches, five Euros played three, including Rom. So don't think like just because of, and he, you know, this is 2018. He wasn't near as touted as he is today, but you know, I don't think they have any guarantee that like a Hovland has to play all four, at least four or five, because he's one of the better talents in the field. I think they're more about the team and what's best for the team, you know, than getting certain people there for sure. One USA played two matches. That was Lefty. And one Euro played two, which was Olsen. So most of the field got three. You know, and a lot fell right in that four. Very, you know, the limited played all five. So, I would kind of think about that as you're building your scenarios, that I wouldn't try to fit like, you know, eight guys playing five matches. I doubt that happens. I would probably lean more conservative on your tool when you're using the tool, so that your scoring is a little bit like, all right, if these guys, most of these guys play four, and you pick your three to five guys, maybe that you think, hey, I think these guys are playing five no matter what. And certainly work through the scenario and then rotate the scenarios so that if you're building multiple lineups, you can go, all right, what if Bryson goes out and he does play four? What's the difference in him playing four versus three? And if he plays four, who am I dropping? Who naturally feels like they're going to drop? I know you could do this forever trying to get all the scenarios, but I think the tool will help you for sure. And getting a better understanding of when you look at the combinations, regardless of who you like or who you think is going to win or whatever, just on working through construction within the $50,000 limit with a captain build, because you get that high price captain, and how do we get the most points under the 50, you know, with 50,000 or less, out of those builds? Because you're not, you know, I mean, if Rom, JT, Rory, Spieth, all these guys go off, they all can't fit in a lineup, especially if you put one at captain. So you may have guys that scored well but didn't fall into the optimal, because you still have to get all six guys in. So working through different scenarios there, and you may have to take a few chances. You may have to go, all right, if Finau goes out Friday morning, with Brooks, maybe one of those two I put a captain, because you get a huge discount there. Or maybe you do lineups with both. You know, maybe Berger and Brooks goes out. I mean, so those are some of the scenarios that I'd be prepared for. But, you know, until we get them, won't know for sure. But just going through it, then you go over to that far right, like I showed you yesterday, and look at standard points, captain points, and just look at some different builds in that and go, all right, well, you know, let's sort it by captain points. And all right, well, this guy gives me the most points. What kind of lineups come from that? And do those lineups outweigh, you know, a mid-range guy that may not get as much points as, say, a Rom if he goes 4-1, but the builds with him are more optimal than Rom at captain? So those are things we'll be working through in the next 24, 36 hours. Wrap up for me. I'll have some PGA bets out later for the premium members. And then, like I said, the ones I'll be waiting on will come out Thursday evening after the pairing. So, you know, be on alert to get those, be ready to get those in. Cup with Gup tomorrow for Thursday Night Football Showdown Talk, and some more Ryder Cup tidbits. I also have my Monkey Knife Fight picks for tomorrow night out. Coin Flip will be out tomorrow afternoon as well. Friday morning, I'll drop the Cup with Gup with Ryan. We'll go do our main slate game-by-game preview like I did last week solo, but he will join me this time. We're going to try to blaze through that in, you know, probably 45 minutes or so. So nothing, just hitting high notes, talking a little bit back and forth to each other, different angles. I think that'll be a great, you know, little pod add to the week. And then remember, Cup gets you 15% off any package. That includes a 7-day free trial. Come check us out. Saw a few people join yesterday. Maybe they're just doing it to use the tool. That's fine. But I think we have a lot to offer. I think you'd like our optimizer. It's still an infancy stage per se, but man, it's come a long way and it looks awesome. We got a lot going. NFL tools. We're dropping some about 4 to 6 little updates. Some did last night and then some more today. And then we'll have a market share report, new tool coming out. You know, if it's not today, hopefully no later than Friday as well. And if you're a current member, I've offered a big blowout sale merch offer to you guys in Slack yesterday. You can go in the GC announcements channel and look at that, or DM me if you're not in the GC Warrior Room very often. If you want to DM me on Twitter, I will tell you what that is. Had plenty take advantage of it right out the gate yesterday, so that's always good to see. Helps us, it supports us. I appreciate it very much. I will be back tomorrow with all kinds of information as it relates to Thursday Night Football and our final Ryder Cup kind of preview before we lock into our pairings and start building tomorrow night. Appreciate you guys. See you tomorrow.